You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ruth McManus from the University of Canterbury has been exploring how we can better the environment when we put our loved ones to rest. Ruth says the climate emergency is now official in Aotearoa, but when it comes to death, our current funeral, burial and cremation systems are polluting environmentally unsustainable and reaching capacity. I spoke to Ruth on the matter.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the research surrounding greener burials?
This research project, it is looking at, to say it really briefly, there is a movement towards greening of death, what we call it, like looking at more sustainable ways to dispose of the body. Okay? And I've been in this research for quite a while, and I'm aware that there are quite a lot of initiatives all around New Zealand looking at ways of being a little bit more sustainable. Okay? And that's from individuals, from community organisations, but also from local and district councils and the government. Excuse me. So what my project is intending to do is to try and connect these different bits up, because there's lots of, like, you could say, piecemeal initiatives going on. Like, say, there might be an iwi in the Bay of Plenty who's looking at making the way they organise their urupu more sustainable. But how they are doing that is very different from, say, the Queenstown District Council dealing with, the institutional approach to a more sustainable burial ground. So what I'm trying to do is connect those knowledges up so that people can share them and become aware of different ways of doing greening. So that they can, in the future you can, so that people who are in the process of organising their or a loved one's funeral get more aware of what's out there, and also so can make more informed choices, but also so those people and organisations and businesses can provide more options, the options that actually fit with the particular context that they're living in. Let's say inner city Auckland had totally different needs than rural Canterbury. Okay, so you need, but people need to sort of have a way to find out what those needs might be, what might be possible. And somebody will have a really great idea in Northland, and somebody in Dunedin might think, oh, we're going to try that down here.
How are burials bad for the environment? Like, what makes the whole burial process bad for the environment?
Okay, well, I suppose it's probably better to talk about the different ways. Like, if you're talking about burial, i.e. putting a whole body in the ground, the consequences of that are, I don't know how to say this without being quite blunt, you've got a very slowly rotting body in the ground, okay? But that's not really an issue, because that's a natural process. But in New Zealand, we practice what's called in perpetuity burial. So when you bury somebody, that little bit of ground that they're in, they're not supposed to be disturbed forevermore. So over the decades, if you get, over 30,000 people getting disposed of every year, that ends up taking up a lot of ground. We're short of ground in New Zealand. We need it for the living, like the housing crisis is partly, to do with the land availability. So that's a kind of one of the consequences of burial. The other one is it depends for, now often people say, oh, it's the embalming's really bad for the environment, etc., etc. It's not as bad as it used to be, but also a body that is decomposing also puts contaminants into the ground. Okay, so we've got to be very careful of what we call leaching into water tables. That's why we can't have a lot of, that's why councils have a lot of regulations about where cemeteries can be, how deep bodies should be, and they check all the time about sort of flow of water through and out of cemeteries. So, I mean, these are sort of sustainability issues. Mm. You know, it's not very sustainable if you have a lovely new, you know, natural burial ground in the middle of a water catchment area. That's a problem. You know what I mean? So it's quite complex, and there's a lot of people out there trying to figure it out, what's the way forward. Because one of the, so that's burial. And in terms of cremation, most we're about sort of very roughly 50-50 burial cremation in New Zealand. With cremation, you don't have the land locking because, well, if you do want to bury the cremains, they don't take up much space, but you don't have to bury them. Okay, so that's one ecological problem that's parked. But the technology that we use for crematoria are very energy heavy. Mm. Okay, the big industrial processes basically, but they can manage to help us deal with, you know, the 30,000 deaths a year in New Zealand. You know, so in one way that's kind of better environmentally, but it's not that good. The technology now is moving forward so that there are other options that are potentially more available.
Where do you hope to bring this to the council, and then the council can pitch this to, say, a funeral home or anything like
that?
Well,
it's not a case of kind of pitching to councils and funeral homes. It's actually working with those in the industry, because let's say a lot of councils have to deal with, you know, like what's called the Resource Management Act. They're constantly having to manage the ecological impact of everything that they do. And a lot of councils are responsible for a lot of cemeteries and a lot of crematoria. So there's a working in of, I can say, funeral directors or like the funeral industry is actually already closely connected to the councils, but it's also like helping them share, and like, you know, it's the government as well, in the sense of like, we've got this legislation that actually is getting in the way of a lot of councils and funeral businesses moving forward, and it's because how the legislation is worded. It says the Burials and Cremations Act, and because it states those two, you can't really do anything else. Okay? But they've been supposedly updating these regulations for over 10 years, and that's kind of a ridiculous amount of time to update legislation, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's linking those together. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are trying to work really hard, but, you know, there's various, might be an extreme way to put it, choke points. Legislation or the Cremation and Burials Act being old, and it doesn't really take account of the kind of issues we have nowadays and the technologies we have nowadays. So that's a choke point. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's trying to, what this research is doing is trying to kind of map those, what's the opposite of a choke point? A flow through. There's flow throughs out there. And there's also choke points, but I haven't been able to find any other research that tries to identify what these are. Because once you've identified them, then you can potentially do something about them.
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, councils going to funeral homes, it might be, well, look, this research might identify that it is the legislation that is the biggest choke point. Okay, let's make a concerted effort to help the Ministry of Health update this legislation.
That was Rupu McManus from the University of Canterbury speaking about more environmentally friendly burials. Ruth also says that she is always looking to hear from people who are interested in greener burials, and encourages anyone interested to get in contact with her.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.